Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. All right, Nick.
Hi, Justin. How are you? It's Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday.
I have the same problem. I thought it was a Thursday. And I don't know what's going on here. It's one of those weeks where
it's Fed day. Today is the day that the Federal Reserve decide whether to hike rates or not and trim their asset purchases. And it's going to have a big effect on the dollar, probably, and therefore commodities. So one to watch later.
Yeah. Well, do you know what's interesting today? I don't know how to play this. There's lots of... UK announced today that they're going to sort of be, hopefully, all electric cars by 2040, banning petrol and diesel cars. And thinking, that's a big move. And they're not the only country to do this. Norway want to do it by 2025. France is also 2040. I think Netherlands is 2035. India, 2030. So you're thinking, look, this is a massive movement here of banning petrol and diesel cars. And you've got to think now that this has got to be... You know, you've got to look at maybe lithium, maybe you look at uranium even, because that's where's the electric coming from? Power stations or solar or wind? Because electric, that's a huge amount of electric needed, isn't there, really, for this? So you think as an investor, you've got to look around and think, okay, where's the exposure to this? Because it's going to be massive, you know?
Isn't solar, though, becoming better and better priced, like more efficient and a really good way to generate it, like surely in countries like India, solar's got to be a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's the storing of it apparently, isn't it? And apparently. I don't know. Listen, I know nothing about this.
So we need better batteries.
We need better brains, me and you, to research better. Yeah, better batteries we need, essentially. It all comes out of the battery. It does.
Yeah.
And the storage of it, it's got to be more efficient. Anyway, let's move on to some stocks here. And I'm looking at the ones I've just sent you. So the first one was, it's been falling for a while. It rose massively, but now it's falling. People saying, where's the bottom here? So Echo Energy, the ticker is Echo. What do you reckon, Nick? Where is the bottom here?
Well, Echo Energy, if you look at a weekly chart and you look at the huge rally that we had, you know, relatively, where we just failed at the 23.6 Fibonacci retracement, you know, from the sort of 2008 highs. And so, you know, although it seems like we had a big rally, we haven't really had that much of one in a big picture, but it was very impulsive. And so I'm looking for it to find support somewhere between the 50% or the 61.8 retracement. And that's right where we are today. We're at the 61.8 retracement of the entire rally from 0.05 to, you know, 26.70, and that comes in at 10.23. So we made a low there last week. I'd really like to see the low that we made yesterday hold. I think if we see a daily close below 10.23, that the likelihood is we continue lower. And I'm afraid the next Fib support and the 200-day moving average is going to come in around 5.5.
Yeah, and so, do you know what? Even if you're not up on Fibonacci, you can just draw a support level there, can't you? From 10.2.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Along, it's like it's had previous resistance, previous support, and we're at that level now, which is quite significant.
Yeah, so the next one down then would be the 5.5, would be that 2014 spike high. So it is a bit frustrating. I think, you know, it's been a very slow decline. You know, I think I'd really like to see it go slowly here and let the 200-day catch up. And remember, a bounce from a 61.8 Fibonacci retrace has usually bounces back to the 38.2. So from here, if we can double bottom and move higher and we don't have a daily close below 10.23, we should rally back to 16.52.
Yeah, cool. All right, let's go with the next one, which was, and I chucked this in because I had a guy called Connor on the, from Spreadex talking about results, and it brought to my attention Flybe. And I've been on Flybe because down near Southampton where I am, the airport close to me, I've been on their flights to Disneyland Paris or Paris, and they're having a bit of a torrid time. I looked at the results, but they said they were coming through a better patch and they were reducing their aircraft and all that, the amount of fleet they had. And they had an update today, and it's quite bullish, and now they're up today, what are they up, about 15% or something? That or some 12% or something like that. So I thought, oh, it paid off because I bought some and it sort of paid off. And I'm saying, is this now a good sign? So what do you reckon of FLYB as a ticker? What do you reckon?
I think it's a really good sign. So, okay, so we made a low in 2013, and then since last summer, Flybe has been trading sideways in a wedge pattern, basically oscillating around that low, which is at 38.85. And back above that 38.85 level today is really positive. For me, though, the Fib resistance level was around 36, and we're massively above that today. But look where we've stopped at 41. Yeah. At 41, we're at the 200-day moving average.
Do you know what? I was just going to say, Nick, anyone who questions moving averages and technical analysis, have a look at that. It's really just stopped on that 200-day moving average. A massive move, 15.5% up is gone. But literally, it touched that 200-day moving average and pulled back a little bit from it. And you're thinking, and also, it started off on the 50-day moving average, which is very interesting to see. So
exactly,
it pays off, doesn't it? Looking at
that's exactly what I teach people. If we get a crossover, a 20-50 moving average cross, then your target is the 200-day moving average. That's exactly where we've got to. Okay, so you know when you come back to these big moving averages after a long time not seeing them, and we haven't seen this one since March, then it's unlikely we break through the first time. I'm not saying we won't, but anyway, the support. Potential support for Flybe is at 40. It's not much below. It's only, you know, one below where we are now at 41. So, and also that pivot level, remember that 2014 low is that 38.85. So I think we'll probably stall here, but 38.85 or 40 between there, we should find some support and break through. You know, the RSI is up there. We've got to be said. So we could see some consolidation under this moving average for a couple of days, and then a pattern that we can buy and a breakout above it. That's what I'd really, really like to see. But definitely, I think we're set to go back to the top of the wedge. And so that level for me is 46.45 next. And if we break above 46.45, which is the 61.8 Fib retrace from last summer's high, then we have broken out and we are on our way on the next leg higher. First target is 64, second target is 73.
Marvellous. Yeah, well, I was thinking about buying some more, not yet, but when it comes back to about 37, 36, so that level, you know, because I think they've restructured the business and then they're going forward there, and then I think it'll start to sort of take off, excuse the pun. Last one is Kibo Mining, K-I-B-O. They've announced an update today. What do you reckon on the chart there, Nick?
Kibo is exactly the same, you know, really making a really solid wedge pattern. The problem is if we break out, which is around 5.3, you can draw the trend line, you know, from the April high. Mm-hmm. If we break out above 5.3, that's your first bullish trigger, but we're going to bang our head at 5.7. Those are the previous highs from June and the 200-day moving average. That's where we failed in April. I think this time back, having not made a new low, we should break above it, and we've made a bottom. We're reversing at a 61.8 Fib retrace, so our first target will be 7.85. So that's what to watch for. I'm just going to show you, if you take a look at the weekly chart of Kibo Mining, you'll see that we are supported and bouncing off the 200 week moving average. And the last time we did that in March 2016, we had a really decent rally, and that's what I'm looking for again.
Marvellous stuff. Nick, if you can put the charts there on the company pages of Vox Markets and send me the charts as well. I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.